So some of the world is waking up to the fact that an algorithmic existence kind of stinks. So what now? Where does it go? Where does this whole thought train go from here? And the answer is, I don't really know. Like, this series is about trying to get your own thoughts back, but I really don't know what the future holds. I believe that trying to create a little more space for your own thoughts is good. Trying to take back some of your digital freedom is important. But truly, I don't know. I could be totally going in the wrong direction with all of this. All that to say, this episode is actually about physical ownership and the benefits of it for both games and media like TV and film and all that stuff. So I'll get on my soapbox and try and convert you to buying more physical stuff. It's not really to be negative towards the other sides. It's just to highlight the benefits of the physical things. So the biggest thing, you're kind of taking back a little bit of your control. How many of you have, on a streaming service like a Netflix, tried to find that little row of what you are watching, right? Just, you want to resume a show, you started, you can't find it. Like, I found out that they move it intentionally. There's been plenty of times I'm scrolling up and down, where is it? They sometimes even take it off entirely to force you to interact with their suggestions, their marketing, and the content that they want to push to you, deliberately making the experience worse for you, the user, to prioritize their benefits. And I'm kind of sick of this manipulative hidden hand. It's all attention economy nonsense. What's worse is, have you ever bought a digital item like a movie and then it was removed from the service? Prime does this a lot. It's wild to me. Yes, if you read the fine print when you buy a digital movie on most of these services, you don't own it. You're buying a license to view it, not to own it. And when that service decides to rotate it out and take it away, you pretty much have no recourse. It's just gone. And similarly, like from the gaming side, we've now seen plenty of eShops shut down or digital storefronts, whatever. Maybe you have a really big library of digital games that you accumulated and you bought. You can't even go get them officially anymore. So I've been moving almost exclusively to physical ownership for just about all of the media that I can. And it's been really rewarding, and I want to highlight some of the benefits over the recent like streaming era shenanigans. I will say, you don't need to spend a bunch of money. I'm just saying, when you look at a game or a film or a book or CDs or whatever, consider physical first. A small handpicked library that you are proud of will beat out an infinite scroll any day. You want to download that media offline? You can, because it's yours. If you have a Jellyfin server, it's natively supported. You can just go to your phone or your tablet or whatever and just click download. Guess what? Because you own it. With the physical item, do you want to loan that to a friend? Maybe, hey, here's this game, here's this film. You can, because you own it. Do you want to resell it? You can. And here's the biggest one for me. Obviously, the counter argument is streaming is the better value. There's so much choice. And you know what? If you are very ravenous and you do utilize the service a ton, you can totally be correct. But for many, let's play the numbers out here just for a second. Netflix right now, for a no-ad tier standard, it's 18 bucks a month. Hulu, 20 bucks a month for the no-ad tier. Everything's getting expensive. So $216 a year for Netflix and $240 for Hulu. That's $456 a year. Let it sink in. Think about how much that is. That is the price of a Switch 2. If you were to buy $5 Blu-rays, you could get 91 of them. And I'm going to tell you, it's extremely easy to get $5 used Blu-rays online. It's how I've been building my Jellyfin server for like a long time now. You want to go DVDs? Oh my gosh, you could load up on so much great content. There are amazing binge-worthy TV show collections on DVD for like 20, 30 bucks. I bought The Office, I told you earlier this year, 30 bucks. And it regularly goes on sale, the complete collection, for about that price. Do you know how many times I have spun up Peacock just to watch that show over the years? I could have bought it outright many times over. For the price of basically a month and a half of Peacock, you can own the show forever. Do you know how many times I've subbed to a streaming service for a month for like the premiere of a new show? Just so I can find out, oh, it's a 6-episode arc and they're releasing it weekly. Boom, they got me. I'm subbed for 2 months. And the big one for me, how many times have you left a streaming service just going month to month without even using it? That money just goes to waste, and I hate that feeling. If you're using it and you're loving it, I get it. There are places, but I'm more in the camp of I want to buy it physically first if possible, and then maybe jump on a service for a month or two with a lot of intention, and I'm going to use that as my main source for that month. Think about Game Pass. I have odd feelings with Game Pass. Like, there were times where I really felt like it's an amazing value. It's a cool way to try a lot of games, and I could see the value argument, but that is before the massive price hike that just happened. I'll throw the chart up here. I have some friends who exclusively use Game Pass as their main way to play. And they're not buying mini games because they're just playing them on Game Pass. And I think about all the money that will be spent, and they don't own a single of those games. When they finally let that sub run out, there's nothing. Game Pass is doing the common thing that happens with all streaming services. The prices go up. Yeah, the library has got a lot bigger. I would argue there's quite a bit of fluff, and they do rotate out a lot of good titles. But for this example, I won't use the new $30 price. Let's just go back a year to the $20 a month price for Game Pass Ultimate, okay? $240 a year. That is a lot of PC games, especially if you are willing to wait and get them on a Steam or a GOG seasonal sale. For me, and the amount that I play on single player stuff, that is a ton of gaming right there that I own forever. We'll talk about Steam a little bit later in the video, so don't worry. Obviously, if you're trying to buy day one AAA games, you can get three $70-ish games at launch with maybe a little bit of money left over for an indie or two. I've talked about in previous videos the benefits of waiting for sales, waiting for games, unless you're like super motivated to play it at release. You only benefit by waiting. You get the better version of the game. It's usually fixed, or the community has built mods that improve it. So anyway, on the Steam side, by the way, I will leave a link to our latest DualCom podcast down below. We talk a lot about Steam and physical ownership, but later in the video, I'll touch it. Here's the deal. If you like the subscription and you see the value, that is fantastic. But I'm pointing out and willing to bet that buying and owning forever beats out the temporal nature of streaming and the downsides that just seem to come with it. And like, the eventual reality here is Xbox is going to keep raising the price of Game Pass until it's fully juiced its last whale into a thin pulp. And you know, I actually quite liked the idea of Game Pass as a way to rent games in this modern era. You get to try a lot, and then you can go buy the games that really vibe with you. And again, you know what? If you enjoy it, it's great. I'm going to boldly say it. I'm casting zero connotations or influence on your decisions towards it. You do whatever you want. All of the sub stuff aside, all of it, physical ownership is pretty rad. I know pretty much everybody watching, you're a gamer, I would imagine. You likely either have a console or a PC. If you've got a console that's sort of modern-ish, you likely have a disc drive. You have the opportunity to watch DVDs and Blu-rays. If you are a PC gamer, guess what? You have a machine probably capable of Jellyfin. This is a free and open source software that lets you manage and stream your media on your home network with no subscription fees, no hidden costs. It's really easy to set up. It's pretty rad. It's like your own Netflix, and you can just load up all your physical media onto it. Again, if you don't have a PC, no worries. Like, modern-ish console. PS4s are dirt cheap right now on eBay. That gets you a great Blu-ray player, a nice DVD player, and access to a massive game library. And the games are cheap. If you hop on eBay right now, physical discs are so inexpensive, especially if you don't need the sleeve or like the cover art or any of that stuff. You can just get into the mix at such a lower price point. And all the benefits I highlighted are still there. Loan the game, sell the game back, do what you want with it. Now, I will say it's not as simple or as friction-free, like on the media side, as a properly set up Jellyfin. Like, using Jellyfin is just like Netflix. You can jump between titles and movies. You don't even have to get up to swap discs. If you're doing it on the, you know, the console side, you gotta swap the disc. But hey, I will say there's some dialed intention and good vibes in just picking what you want to watch and sticking with it and having that additional friction. And again, if you're on a budget, it's really one of those if there's a will, there's a way kind of a deal. So if you were watching the channel this summer, I put together a used old gaming PC for about $300, and it's rad. It plays a lot of stuff. Basically, any indie, it can chew through. Can't do any of the modern super 3D stuff, but it's been very good. And that's the rig. That is my Jellyfin rig. That's what I stream all the media off of. You know, you look at the recent Steam Machine announcement. that's a very compelling idea if you were trying to get into the PC gaming world and wanted to do some of that physical media ownership I just highlighted. Obviously, you'll need a few add-ons, but it's rad. Right now, you can get old Office PCs for dirt cheap. Especially with the end of life happening for Windows 10, there are so many offices that are just throwing out old rigs that are pretty decent that would run Linux just fine. $50 to $100, go browse eBay for some of these old Office PCs. They are more than good enough for starting this kind of journey. Again, not super necessary, but I am saying the joy of investing in the show or the game or the CD or the book once and owning it forever is really wild. And this wasn't a concept that really mattered or thought. I didn't think this was a big deal until recently. I grew up in the physical media era. I watched all this stuff happen. I saw the convenience of digital, and now I'm back on the physical side going, you know, okay, good case in point. This applies to gaming directly. It recently has come out that Sony is doing targeted digital sales on the PlayStation Store with variable prices based on their users and the engagement of those users. I.e., somebody might see a cheaper price on the game if they're a less engaged player, right? Reddit post comes out. Husband and wife with separate PSN accounts on the same network were shown two different prices for Red Dead Redemption 2. The wife, I think it was like $15, and the husband was $20. So they're literally changing the prices and making it an unfair field, all with that hidden hand of algorithmic insights, knowing, oh, well, this engaged user might pay a little bit more than this lapsed player over here. And I truly hate that stuff. It really is bothering me to my core. It's very dystopian feeling. And I feel like one of the only ways to get around this is to continue to support physical media. The whole corporate world is just out there trying to min-max your wallet at every turn. And it gets harder and harder to opt out. And I think physical is where you can make that stand. Okay, last little note, Steam. On the PC side, I love Steam. Who doesn't? Valve has typically been fantastic and seen as like this ray of light, very pro-consumer for a long time, especially with their current leadership. And I hope that never changes. I've got a lot of digital games that I've accumulated over there. And it would be a bummer if things shifted and incredification happened over there. I don't think we will, but I do share it. I'm quite aware on the Steam side, I don't own those games. Not in the same way that like a GOG does. I love GOG. With GOG, you're getting DRM-free games. You have those titles for life. They are yours. And I know I need to be more active in searching over there to build up my GOG library. I bring it up because the convenience of Steam and their frequency and depth of sales make it very compelling and just easy to use. But more and more, I'm seeing great sales on GOG and really cool initiatives to take old PC games and get them working on new hardware. And I know moving forward, this whole intentional offline movement thing, I'm just trying to align more of my decisions with my values. And so in all things, I'm going to be trying to purchase DRM-free solutions. I like physical books. I'm not an e-reader kind of person, but if I was, I definitely am not going to buy a DRM-riddled ebook. I want to look to see if there is a DRM-free method. Music is the last thing I'll mention. I've been buying physical CDs again, last like year and a half. It's very rewarding and super cheap. Goodwills sell used CDs for like $5 to $7, and they typically have like free shipping on eBay. With the CD, you're getting that record forever. It's in an uncompressed format, so you can rip nice high-quality FLAX to your PC. You can throw them onto an inexpensive MP3 player, like what I showed in offline episode 2. Or you can loan it or resell it or do whatever you want with it. And that's it. I have no fancy wrap-up. I think physical is more important than ever, especially in our modern corporate-driven world that seems absolutely bent on destroying any last shred of digital freedom and ownership that you once had. So fight back, stand up, and purchase things in a way that empowers you. Thanks for watching. I will see you in episode 4.